Hi there and welcome to Heard Online. It is Tuesday and it is time to look at some claims about sleep made on the World Wide Web and see if they hold up to scrutiny or not. And today we're going to look at one of the most common concerns when it comes to sleep and health, which is that it will affect our immune system. Many of us have heard that if we don't sleep enough or if you don't sleep well, then we're going to have some issues with our immune system. Is that true? Is there something to back up that claims with? Well, that's what I set out to look into today. And what we're looking for, basically, like something that would substantiate these claims, would be a study where, you know, the investigators would have taken like a, you know, pretty large sample of people, let's say a couple hundred people, let's say 500 people, and 250 of them were randomized to get insomnia, and 250 of them were randomized to not get insomnia. And then they would expose them to, let's say, some cold virus and see which group did in fact get more colds, you know, and which did not, or was it the same? Something like that. That would be kind of a conclusive study, like really suggesting causality between one of the two. Now, when you hear me say this, you know, you might wonder, like, how can you make someone have insomnia? Of course, that's not possible. You can't control that. But what you could do would be some type of sleep deprivation thing. You'd sleep deprive like 250 people for, I don't know, a couple of weeks or something, and not do it to the other group, and then see who, you know, expose them to something, see what happens. So basically, we're looking for something like that. Something like that could substantiate claims about sleep and it affecting our immune system in a tangible way. Not just like, oh, this cytokine or this neurotransmitter like changed a little bit. No, look, such a study could show that, oh, no, it actually affected our immune system in a way that we got more, you know, we had more colds or something like that. That's what we're looking for. A little bit of a longer intro than I intended there. But that's kind of the preamble. And so what I did was I just Googled like sleep and immune system. And one of the first hits I found was this website. It's the Sleep Foundation that has written about sleep and the immune system. It was one of the most highly ranked Google, you know, hits. And there are two people here that are showing their names and faces. It's the Erica staff writer and Kimberly Trong, a sleep physician. And it says here that everything's fact-checked. Our team of writers, editors, and medical experts rigorously evaluates each article to ensure the information is accurate and exclusively cites reputable sources. And it also says everything is up to date here. So, you know, this is sort of what you're looking for when you're concerned about your health, right? You're looking for something that sounds authoritative, that sounds like, okay, this is, you know, these people have really done some work here, making sure this is accurate. So with that in mind, let's dig into this, and we will uncover a remarkable, you know, twist in a way, like a remarkable, you know, oversight in kind of like understanding of like basic physiology, which just struck me, and that'll be kind of the finale of this review. But let's start here. The authors say, over the past few decades, sleep science has developed immensely, revealing the far-reaching importance of sleep for virtually every system of the body. And there is a reference, okay? And you know, this is important when you read articles like, okay, who's making this claim? We generally speaking, when I read an article and there's a claim, I think that, okay, there's going to be some scientific study that they cite. But there isn't. They're citing a trusted source, which is the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke. Okay, interesting. So I click this button here, view source, to see like, where does this come from? And this takes us to a link, all right? And we're going to look at that link together. I know you don't see that. I have to actually remove this and stop this screen and present this new screen that has just popped up. But I think it's well worth doing that. You'll see why in a second. So this is where the link comes from. So this claim that it's been shown that sleep affects every kind of organ system, it's backed up by this. It's the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke, again, talking about brain basics and understanding sleep. And immediately it's kind of like, oh, this is not a topic I was looking for. This seems to be more of a review of sleep. And that's what it actually is. And they say here, sleep is an important part of your daily routine, but there is not a single citation. They're, everything here is just kind of like, you know, opinion. Here's just opinion. And then what else is there? Well, there's anatomy of sleep here, which is basically just talking about like different brain structures. There are sleep stages are reviewed here. They're reviewing what else? They're talking about how much sleep you need without any references. Again, just opinion on how much you should sleep. Talk about dreaming, sleep trapping, tracking, the role of neurotransmitters, and some tips for getting a good night's sleep. Now, with this in mind, and let's go back to our original article here. And with this in mind, we're going to look at at the claim again. So the claim again was, over the past few decades, sleep science has developed immensely, revealing the far-reaching importance of sleep for virtually every system of the body. And with the reference we just saw, you can see that that doesn't jive at all. There was nothing in what we just saw that backs up this claim at all. So it starts off on that note. And then they say, as research has developed further into the links between sleep and physical health, it has become increasingly clear that sleep and the immune system are closely connected. No reference. That's just, again, where does that come from? We don't know. The immune system is critical to overall health. We believe that. It is fundamental to healing wounds, warding off infections, etc. I'm sure that is true. Although, again, there is no reference there either, but probably that is true, right? That we have an immune system for a reason. And then it goes, then they say, sleep and the immune system have a bidirectional relationship. Immune response like that caused by viral infections can affect sleep. At the same time, consistent sleep strengthens the immune system, allowing for a balanced and effective immune function. Now, this sounds like kind of a bold claim again. So where does this come from? Again, it's not from a scientific article. It's from a trusted source. And let's look at this trusted source and see what this reveals. And this is a second, and we're not going to do that more. We're just going to do these two ones because, you know, I thought they were both interesting. Now, let me show you what this second source has to say. We're going to look at the second source, which is this one. So now we are we've landed at an actual journal, the American Physiological Society's journal here called, what's this? Where are we? Physiological Reviews is what this is called. Haven't heard of this journal before. But again, this is not a exploratory or investigative piece of science here. This is a review. This is a review of the sleep, sleep and the immune system, okay? And here's an abstract. And then it starts off by saying sleep and immune are bidirectionally linked without any reference. Immune system activation alters sleep, et cetera, no references whatsoever. And then there's an introduction here. And so far, there's no references whatsoever. Again, it's just opinion here. And they talk about, that there's no doubt that infection makes us tired and increases the desire to sleep, and a good night's sleep is commonly recommended as quote unquote the best medicine. So this is totally anecdotal, and they say scientific, they talk about Aristotle and things of that nature. Like there's nothing really of substance here. And then where's that? Where are they going to say? Oh, here. This review is based on findings from experimental in-laboratory animal and human models that manipulate sleep or components of the immune system, as well as human field studies conducted in populations with various habitual sleep durations. It's kind of very vague, and there's a lack of this study that would actually produce some conclusive results, which would be like a randomized study. We will leave this reference for now and go back to our original study and look at, we're going to get to the part that I found was super, super fascinating. All right, so we checked like these two first references, and I found them quite unimpressive. So far, we haven't really seen anything yet that's backs up these claims about sleep and the immune system. And then you talk about how does the immune system work. Okay, we're not really too interested in that, the kind of background information about that. So here we go. The author saying sleep provides essential support to the immune system, no reference. Okay, so this is like this bold claim again, no reference. Getting sufficient hours of high quality sleep enables a well-balanced immune system that features strong innate and adaptive immunity, efficient response to vaccines, and less severe allergic reactions. No reference here, but they will make some really interesting claims here. And this is kind of the final part of our review. Was there anything interesting here? Not really. We will look at this. Sleep and vaccines and sleep and allergies. So they're saying here that vaccines work by introducing some antigen into the body, and we're purposely wanting to trigger an immune response to develop immunity, right? That's how vaccines work. And then they say sleep is an important factor that helps determine the effectiveness of vaccines. Studies of vaccines for hepatitis and swine flu have found that when people don't sleep the night after receiving a vaccine, the body's immune response is weaker. It's weaker. So here's its concern here that when there's not sufficient sleep, the immune system response is weaker, and then we don't get those antigens and the immunity we want, which of course sounds really, really concerning. I didn't even bother to go and check in this reference, but this is the claim they're making, okay? This is the claim they're making. And then they say, now let's look at sleep and allergies. And they say, recent research has identified that a person's circadian rhythm is involved in regulating the body's reaction to allergens. When the circadian rhythm is disrupted, it may increase the likelihood of severity of allergic reactions. Lack of sleep has been tied to allergies as well. One study found that sleep deprivation made people with peanut allergies more susceptible to having an allergy attack, lowering the threshold of peanut exposure required to trigger an allergy attack by 45%. In other words, here they're making the claim that if you're not getting enough sleep, your immune system is overactive, you know? And if you have like a basic understanding of peanut allergies or these type of allergies in general, you know that they happen because our immune system is confused and it's starting to react to something that isn't actually harmful, like peanuts, right? So first they go on saying that if you don't sleep enough, that's a problem because the immune system doesn't react enough. And just in the next paragraph they say if we're not sleeping enough, that's the problem because our immune system is overactive. I'm going to pause there. I don't know. I have nothing further to add except to say that yet again, we find no foundation for all these claims about sleep that are being made, including these claims about sleep and the immune system. Now, I have nothing more to add, actually. That's it. I hope you find these Heard Online episodes helpful. Let me know what you think in the comments section. And as always, if you are finding the education, the support on this channel to be what you need to find your way to peaceful sleep, that is wonderful. Please share it with us. That would be very nice. If, on the other hand, you find yourself struggling, it's not easy, you feel maybe isolated, then please head over to our website. Check out our coaching options. And if you do decide to join us, then we look forward to seeing you on the other side. That is it for today. Onwards and inwards we go. Look forward to seeing you next time. Bye for now.